As South African pupils and teachers are preparing for the beginning of the new academic year, teachers' unions continue to advocate for better working environments for their members, be it infrastructure, violent behavior from school children, or mental health. I'm Nomfundo Twala, and I posed some of these questions to Basil Manuel, the national director of the teachers' organization NAPTOSA. And we begin with violence in classrooms.
There is no quick fix to this because it doesn't involve teachers or the unions only. It involves teachers, the Department of Education, the management of the school, and the parents, because parents have to ensure that the schools in their communities are safe areas for their children to attend. And if their children are safe, then the teachers are safe. And if children do nonsense in the school, the parents mustn't stand up in protection and always try to cover up for children. We must correct the children so that tomorrow they become better, useful citizens. We don't want to see children expelled. We don't want to see children sitting on the street corners. But that can only be prevented if we are all working together and running in the same direction. And we are saying to teachers, report incidents, because we believe that the incidents are underreported.
Do you think that if teachers were to report the issues they're facing in classrooms, is it possible that they fear for their own safety and possibly for their jobs, with the bias taken in favor of the learners?
I don't think there's any fear about losing a job, no. But there is a fear about safety in certain instances, but also some people are ashamed that such a thing happens, that a child would stand up, threaten a teacher, slap a teacher, push a teacher. You don't want your colleagues to know that this has happened to you, because there's a sense of shame that you must deal with it. And that is why assistance is not only physical things, it is also assistance in terms of the mental health of our teachers. Can you imagine somebody dealing with this fear of being at school, fear of doing your job, trying desperately and knowing that the respect is slowly whittling away? That does eat into your mental health. So there's a mental health issue that we also desperately need to attend to.
In a different point, NATO had expressed concerns of some schools not have yet received stationery, more specifically in KZN. Are these possible concerns that NAPTOSA may also be seeing?
No, it's not only KZN schools. Remember when I mentioned the problems that we may have, there are many good things happening, like the preparations, etc. But when you come to things like stationery, like desks, like whether the school is in a state for children to return at, and we know there's been vandalism and there's been lots of rain, etc. All those things put together say we have to make our schools conducive to learning. Learning can't take place in a school that is crumbling. Learning can't take place if the basics, like learner and teacher support material, is not there. Learning can't take place if there's no building. So these things need attention, not only in KZN. KZN is but one. Limpopo will be mentioned, Mpumalanga will be mentioned, Eastern Cape will be mentioned too, where those are some of them. That doesn't mean that the other provinces, everything is running smoothly. No, no, no. There are different issues that affect different provinces.
We heard that some schools haven't received their full budget allocation for the year. I'd like to find out how principals should possibly manage the gap if budget is really tight for the school.
The provinces that hadn't paid over the norms and standards allocation, as we call it, which should have been, the last payment should have been in September of the year. And if they haven't done that, they had promised that before the end of November, this would have been done, including KZN, including one or two other provinces where there were a few hiccups. They all promised that it should be done. Now, we don't have any data to prove or to disprove at this stage whether it has been done. As soon as schools reopen, we will hear more from the different schools. But it is criminal not to pay over that amount of money because schools can't function. They can't even buy paper. How can they then continue to run the school? They can't send letters to parents because that money is not paid over. And many provinces are not paying over the full amount of money.
Is there any bit of advice that you'd like to give as we head into the school year?
Two things. First, to parents, it's a new beginning. It's time for your child to restart. Be there, support your child, and let's make this the best year possible in the school life of your child. To our many teachers and people in management, principals and heads of department, etc., welcome back. It's another year, it's another challenge, and you've shown that you're up to the challenge. Let's make it an even better year than any other year before. Thank you.